This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report through February 22, 2017. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. The planet Venus is the blazing bright point of light visible in the western sky after sunset. As seen through telescopes, Venus displays a beautiful crescent phase. This is one of the sites now featured through Griffith Observatory's free public telescopes. The orange planet Mars is visible to the upper left of Venus. Both planets set at about 8:30 p.m. The second brightest planet, Jupiter, is visible above the eastern horizon by 10 o'clock p.m. Jupiter appears close to the star Spica of the constellation Virgo the Maiden. The giant planet reaches its highest elevation above the southern horizon when it crosses the meridian at about 3:30 a.m. By dawn, Jupiter appears in the south-southwest. The ringed planet Saturn, in the constellation Ophiuchus the Serpent Bearer, is visible in the southeastern sky after 3 o'clock a.m. The bright orange star Antares of Scorpius the Scorpion appears 17 degrees to the west of Saturn. The crescent moon is close to Saturn on the 21st and 22nd. The waning moon is gibbous until the 18th, when it is last quarter, and then is crescent as it approaches new on the 26th. The time of moonrise advances from 10:25 p.m. to 3:38 a.m. between the 15th and the 22nd. Comet 45P Honda-Mercosh-Pajusakova dashes across the constellations Canis Venatici, the Hunting Dogs, and Coma Berenices, Berenice's Hare, before reaching Ursa Major, the Great Bear, on the 22nd. The comet, however, is difficult to see in ordinary binoculars. Even with telescopic aid, Comet 45P is best seen from dark skies free from urban light pollution. The Sky and Telescope magazine website has a guide to observing the comet, including detailed finder charts. The International Space Station will make a pass over Los Angeles on Wednesday night, the 15th. The ISS will cross the sky from the northwest to the east-southeast between 6:29 and 6:35 p.m. and will reach its highest point, 61 degrees above the northeast horizon, at 6:32 p.m. Free views of the sun during the day and of the moon, planets, and other celestial objects at night are available to the public in clear weather through Griffith Observatory's telescopes from Tuesday through Sunday before 9:30 p.m. Check our website for the schedule. The next free public star party on the grounds of Griffith Observatory, hosted by the Los Angeles Astronomical Society, the Sidewalk Astronomers, and the Planetary Society, will take place on Saturday, March 4th. Follow the Sky Report on Twitter for updates of astronomy and space-related events. From Griffith Observatory, I'm Anthony Cook, and I can be reached at griffithobserver@gmail.com.